for me sharing with you how it works in terms of working to live and practice just African harmony in an environment where others are practicing a just African beatdown, you know, jabs, just African beatdown, as opposed to jabs instead of jab. And so how do you practice and live the principles of jah when you are in an environment where you are constantly and consistently being jabbed? Okay? And this is the example in the last plantation station, whereby I was terminated from that job as a direct result of five folks of African descent who were in positions, some of superior authority, and others who had been empowered to behave as superiors in authority over me. Five of them. One male and four females of African descent. And they did get together and actively conspired to have me sort of dismantled from my position as an employee at that particular location. It was done with a very vicious, uncaring, unfeeling way, and I worked to protect myself from the vicious attacks that they did conspire, and worked in concert together, they did, and all of the other employees and staff who are of European descent watched and said and did nothing. And therefore, by default, did aid and abet these activities that these individuals undertook. Their mission was to get me fired. And in the process, also harming the consumers that we were there to serve, for sure, by violating all ethical standards of the organization and of the profession, and having those violations supported. There had the support of the doctors, even the doctors of the program, and all of them all stood by, watched, and supported these activities and actions that had taken place. And so in my attempts to protect myself and or defend myself and or fight back, understanding that those African descendants, those jabs were coming at me because they were actively sort of practicing what they've been programmed to practice, which is a race, this culture, and this culture is based on racism, white supremacy, and racism, white supremacy is predicated upon causing harm to African descendants, and that is what they were doing. One way to counter racism in this system, as developed by the collective known as the counter-racist engineers, and utilizing the foundation of Millie Ford Jr.'s teachings and code to counter racism, was to use the United States Constitution as a support to support and defend and get protection in the societal work environment. And so I did contracted with a sistren to, in fact, support me with doing that. And contracted, I literally signed a contract with her and did pay her for her services. At the end of the day, you know, was successful for 6 months and then they fired me. And in my work to use that, the language that was used in active support and defense of the United States Constitution in my workplace, I was always very uncomfortable, and I did talk with her, and you know, and I've certainly shared even in writing on the counter-racism.com or .org website. There is a thread that I started about this whole process, and I did share the level of discomfort that I experienced as I went through this process, and recognizing that harm could come to them in terms of them losing their jobs. And recognizing my one superior in authority, who was an elder woman of African descent, who emotionally I interact with, and from a respect-based position, and recognizing I didn't want for anybody to get fired. And that was uncomfortable, that if I'm doing these things, more so because I'm going to white people with their shit, their constitution, I'm going to them to say, hey, can you get these black people to stop mistreating me? That's the basic premise of using the constitution. And that was the premise I was guided to use and work to sort of like, okay, let me give this a try. Implement this solution. And that's the thinking and the theory behind that solution. And some of the thinking and theories and stuff, I have a different take and would want to integrate some of my stuff or, you know, other knowledges to do it. Yet, because of the dynamics that I experienced with the sister and who I contracted to help, that didn't happen. Because there was no room for integrating additional information and or new ideals into the process. She was not able to, for me, my experience of it was, she was not able to respect my input, and she was unable to open her mind to considering how to use it, because it was just so rigid. And it has certainly been my experience with working with that code and people who are counter-racist scientists, my experience is that there's been a level of rigidity about the process such that it is excludes in any growth. Ultimately, it stunts its own growth. And that is something that we, sort of as African descendants, have certainly been programmed to do, stunt our own growth, destroy ourselves. And it's how it shows up within that subculture, a group of conscious community. Recognizing the conscious community as a culture, and within that there are subcultural groups, and in that particular subcultural group who are calling themselves counter-racist scientists,